want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, Golfer Gal, and we're going to do a little girl talk this week. So JB is sitting out, and instead I have a special guest with me. I have Christina from Golf for Her. Hey, Christina.
Hey, Morgan. Hey, Hackers Paradise.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How's it going over there?
Good. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on with the LPGA, so I thought we would just get right into it and start talking about some women's golf.
Sounds good. You know, that's my sweet spot.
Exactly. So, this past week, we had a very interesting playoff. There was a four-person playoff, and I don't know about you, but that whole playing the 18th hole over and over again was awful to me.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of that movie Groundhog's Day, when you just keep playing the same hole over and over and over again, and nothing changes.
Yeah, I don't know how other viewers felt, but I thought it was boring and honestly kind of obnoxious.
I know. You know, I'm just curious, like, why they don't follow a three-hole playoff like they do for the PGA Championship.
Yeah,
I think it just would make things a little bit more exciting. I mean, I think for the viewers and for the players, too. But, you know, watching the same, you know, this week was a four-way playoff. So you've got four girls playing the same hole over and over again. So it's got to be, you know, it's a little redundant.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I was thinking the same thing for the players. It has to be boring. And then, and this is probably just me because I'm not a big fan of super slow play, but I felt like there didn't need to be 18 practice swings to take the same shot you just took a minute ago.
I know. I guess it's like a pre-shot routine, and it's like a nerve thing. And, you know, I guess when they're up there getting ready to hit, it kind of gets in your head. But I agree. I mean, it's just you want things to move along, especially for these players. I mean, they played, you know, 4 hours already. So let's just, you know, just move it along.
Exactly. But that's my thought, too. They must be exhausted.
Yeah, I don't envy that at all. That's a tough one. Especially, it's one thing if it's a two-player playoff, you know, it's a little different. But when you've got four players, you know, that's a lot of pressure, the stress, the anxiety, and, you know, just sitting around kind of waiting. So, but it was interesting to watch. But I'd love to see the LPGA maybe try to change it up. And I think, is it true that it's based on the event and or the course?
I'm not an expert on this, but I heard them saying something during the playoff about how it's, you know, it's not, I think it was either done by, like, the sponsor or it's done by the tournament itself on how they choose their playoff.
So it's not a standard, you know, every time you always have a one-hole playoff instead of doing a three-hole. So maybe that's something LPGA can look at, you know, maybe evaluate that. Because these girls are playing out there. I mean, we've had playoffs in, many of the events this year on the LPGA. So it's not the first time, but something that I'd love to see them maybe reevaluate. Because it is boring for us when we're watching.
Yeah, I agree. But at least it's a sudden-death type of thing rather than doing a full 18-hole playoff. I do not care for that at all, but that's for another time.
I kind of agree on that one.
Yeah. But the outcome was pretty cool because a curse was finally broken. Brittany Lang won. It was her first time ever winning on the LPGA, and she's been on tour for 7 years now. And so first I want to congratulate her because that's a very exciting win and a scary one because she technically had it in the bag, missed a putt, and then had to force that playoff.
I know. I remember watching that and thinking, oh, done. This is great. And then it missed. I went, oh, no. We got to go back.
Yeah. And then you kind of thought it was going to be a situation where with IK Kim, where at the end, you know, when she went to the playoff, she fell apart because her head was already just so messed up.
No, but Brittany held it together, and the Blue Devils, they got their win. And, you know, I know there's a few other Duke players out there. I think there's, you know, Amanda Blumenhurst.
Yeah, she was the it girl. She was the one who was supposed to be, like, she was going to be the next superstar in the LPGA. And, you know, Nike signed her to a huge deal.
Yeah.
And she never really amounted to as much as she was supposed to.
Yeah, she hasn't. I haven't seen her grinding out there. I haven't seen her much on the leaderboard. I mean, you know, she's out there playing, but maybe this will lift the curse a little bit, and Amanda will be able to make some moves. And I know, I think there's a Jenny Lee. I think she's a Duke girl, and Austin Whitaker, I think she's another Duke player. So there's some Duke players out there. So maybe Brittany lifted the curse for the rest of the girls now, and we can see some of the quality Blue Devils out there make some LPGA wins. So.
I know that a lot of fans out there will be very excited to see that happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's, honestly, it's great to see a U.S. player at top of the leaderboard too. So yeah,
it was. It was really nice to see that. And then we have the tournament coming up this week, which is going to be in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And there's a pretty special player who's going to be in this field, and that's Julie Angster, who's coming back from 6 months. She's been gone due to an elbow injury, or not even, her tendon, I believe, separated, and she had to have surgery.
I'm so glad to see her back out
Me
there.
Me too.
You gotta love seeing, like, a Hall of Famer out there, you know, playing golf. I mean, she's won, what, 7 majors, and it's just great to see her back out there after her, you know, her surgery, and I'm sure she's getting ready for the U.S. Open, so.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things where I read an article, and she said that, you know, when she goes out, she wants to go out on her own terms. It doesn't want to be because of an injury that
Absolutely.
Causes her to retire her, and I completely understand and respect that. And with someone who has a career like hers, how devastating would it have been if this is what ended her career?
Yeah, you don't want to end a career on a damage, you know, on a nerve damage or, you know, elbow issues or anything like that. You want to go out because, you know, you're done.
Exactly.
You're done playing. You don't want to be forced out. But
exactly. Even though technically she did already retire once, didn't she?
Come on, it's golf. How do you really retire from golf?
I know. And then it was funny because she had said, because she never thought that she'd be playing longer than Lorena Ochoa, because technically they both retired at the same time, except Julie decided to come back, and Lorena obviously has gone on to start a family and not continued on with golf.
Well, Julie's been out there for, I'm going to throw a number out there, but it's like 29 or 30 years she's been playing golf?
She's been out there for a long time, yeah. Julie's rookie year was actually 1983, so she's been on tour for 29 years.
Yeah, so after that, there's no way you can just walk away from that. You can't just retire from golf. I mean, it's in your blood, so it's great to see her out there, and I'm looking forward to watching her this week, and, you know, hopefully she'll get out there to the U.S. Open next week without any issues with her elbow, and, you know.
It'll be interesting to see if she even makes the cut this week, though, because I have a feeling she'll probably be taking it pretty easy.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's going to feel real good to be out there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think it's a little bit like Phil Mickelson, how he kind of uses the tournament before the Masters as, like, practice round for him.
Yeah, and she should do that. That'd be great for her, just to go out there and just swing the ball, get that, you know, get that momentum back.
Yeah, exactly, and then just get the competitive juices flowing again.
Oh, I'm sure it will take not long for her to get out there. And I love watching her play golf. I mean, she's got a great game, and I really do enjoy her. And I know a lot of her fans are excited to see her back out there. So.
Oh, absolutely. And she's just a good person in general. I've had the pleasure of meeting her a few times, and she's personable. She's friendly. She's great with the crowd. She's just a nice person.
And she's now on Twitter.
Oh, is she really?
Is. I don't know her Twitter handle, but she's definitely on Twitter recently, so fans can go and follow her on that, so she's getting a hang of it. So it's kind of fun to watch her on Twitter.
Oh, I bet. And then we will move on to a big tournament coming up next week, which is, of course, the U.S. Women's Open.
I love the U.S. Open.
Me too.
I just love that. There's just so much energy around that tournament, and I know the players get psyched to play, and I just love it every year, so I'm really excited to see who's going to perform out there next week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. They'll be over in Wisconsin for the U.S. Women's Open, and it's just an exciting tournament. It's fun. It's just like any, you know, whether it's the men's or the women's, it's fun to watch them be on a super challenging course.
Yeah.
To really
well, they're playing with Black Wolf Run. I think it's a Pete Dye course, and I heard it's just beautiful course, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure the rough is going to be ridiculously thick, and the greens are going to be super fast, and that's the kind of golf that's fun to watch, because you really don't know what's going to happen, and you kind of do think that if one person has one really, really great round, and then kind of stays steady the rest of the way, they have a good chance of winning, because it's so easy to bogey, so easy to fall behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we're going to see 16, 17 under at the
it's
U.S. Open. We're going to see a tight leaderboard, definitely.
Yeah, if we see 16 under, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, we're not going to see like we saw last week.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a tight leaderboard, and I think the girls are really ready to get out there to Wisconsin and perform and take the title.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And with that, I think it's prediction time.
Yeah. Oh, I always get nervous about predictions.
Oh,
I feel like I'm the jinx. Like,
I'm totally the kiss of death. You had a good prediction for the men's U.S. Open. Graham was close.
I mean, I have such a crush on G-Mac. You have no idea. So I root for him all the time. So I was close. I got really close.
That was a really, really good pick, actually. And it's funny, I didn't pick him specifically because I didn't want to curse him. because I've picked Patty every year since I've been doing these for my dark horse. Aww. And he usually does terrible, but this year was good. He actually did really well, and I picked him again because I just felt he's Old Faithful for me at this point.
100% agree. Totally agree. Yeah.
So hopefully we're not going to curse the ladies that we're about to pick. Let's start with our dark horses. And I'll be honest, I really, this is just a, this is up in the air for me. I have no idea. But I picked Sandra Gull just because you know, she seems to just keep fighting it. You know, she's out there and she's playing well, not great, but decent enough that, I don't know, I think she's got a chance. Who's your dark horse?
All right, well, I was torn. So my dark horse, I have two dark horses, but I have to pick one, obviously. I mean, I love Vicky Hurst and Ryan O'Toole. I mean, those two girls, I love their game. I just think they've got, like, this fierce fire in their eyes and that they want it so bad, and they're young, and they've been really playing well this year. Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick between Vicky Hurst and Ryan O'Toole, I think I'm going to go with Vicky Hurst.
That's funny. I had to pick Ryan O'Toole.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, I just kind of think of it as she did not do so great with pressure in the past that maybe she's overcome that to do better this time.
I just love both. I think their games are so similar, and I feel like they're going to come from behind, and I think they're going to really shock us at some point. I think they're going to play well. But so I'm going to go with my dark horse is Vicky Hurst. But
okay, now this is off subject for a second, but as a fashion person, what do you think of Vicky's fashion? Because she's always wearing that hat. I love it.
I'm telling you, I think Vicky and Ryan have great style. I love Vicky. You know, when you see a player out on the golf course and you don't really see them, but you kind of see, like, their silhouette and their clothes that they're wearing, Vicky Hurst, you see her with her little Kangol hat on, and you know it's her. She looks great. She's athletic. She has style, and, you know, it matches her game. And exactly. I think she's great. I think she's athletic, and I like her a lot.
Yeah, me too. I just love the hat. Sorry, sidetracked. I know I get off on tangents sometimes, but let's go to our disappointment. Who do you think is somebody that people are expecting to do well but is not going to?
Well, I hate to say it, but my disappointment is Michelle Wee. And I know she's trying so hard, and she made the cut last week, but she's missed a bunch of cuts. And I just think, you know, we all thought, you know, she's done with school, she's graduated, here comes Michelle. You know, she's going to come out there, and she's going to be top of the leaderboard. And she's just, I think she's disappointed. I think she would choose herself as a disappointment, you know, because she's just hasn't been really delivering on the, especially around the greens this season. But I think she's my disappointment. I feel bad because I really want to see her win. I'd love to see her up there on the leaderboard. But
I think it's a great choice. I hate to say it too, because I'd like to see her win, and I'd like to see her be everything that she was supposed to be and everything that she's expecting herself to be. But I
think this season, you know, I don't know what's going on with her. I mean, she's gone from the long putter to the short putter, and, you know, she's trying different things, and you could see how frustrated she gets on the course. There's something going on in her head. So I think, you know, she's struggling, and I think she knows, but...
I mean, think about the pressure that she has to be under. You know, she gets a huge contract from Nike. She is, you know, promoted since childhood as being, like, you know, the next big thing. She has pressure from her family. She has pressure on herself, pressure from sponsors, pressure from friends, pressure from her fans. That's a lot to deal with, plus trying to get a degree. I mean, I understand. I don't understand personally because I've never been in her shoes, but I can respect what she'd be going through. But like you, I hope that she bounces back and she starts to shine, because she's fun to watch.
I love watching her. I love watching her on the tee.
But she's fun to watch on TV.
Yeah, so disappointment, Michelle Wee. Yeah. She's saying it.
My disappointment is Paula Creamer.
Oh, she won 2 years ago.
I know, and that's why she's my disappointment, because I don't think she's going to be in contention this week. I'd like her to.
Yeah.
I do. But I have such mixed feelings about her. I think when she's playing well, she's infectious, and I think that she's a lot of fun to watch. But when she's playing poorly, and I feel this way about a few other players like Suzanne Pedersen, it's like watching, or even like on the men like Tiger Woods, like when they're not playing well, it's just uncomfortable.
I know exactly what you mean. It is. And you just kind of feel like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable. Like, you're sitting there, at the same time, you can't stop. It's like a train wreck. It's like, what's going to happen next? Like, are you going to throw a club? Like, what's going to happen? Because they get so upset, because she has that super pouty face where she just, when she's angry, you know it.
I totally agree.
But I just don't think she's going to do that well. I'd like to see her do well because, I do, like I said, when she plays well, she's a lot of fun to watch, but I don't see it.
I always think there's an advantage to players when they've won a U.S. Open, especially when she won at Oakmont. Like, I sometimes feel that if they've won it before, they know how to do it, but it's proved me wrong every time.
So. Yeah, I think it's more of a pressure thing as well. I think it's, I've won, so now I have to show that I can be at least in contention, if not win.
Right, exactly.
And I think that just adds to it, and it's not like you're not already nervous out there, you know?
Yeah,
so who do you think is going to win?
You know, it's hard because there's a lot of good girls that, you know, players that are out there that, you know, that are constantly on the, you know, the first and second page of that leaderboard. And I love Stacey Lewis, love her game. I mean, I've met her. I'm a big fan of hers. But I think for the U.S. Open this year, I'm going to go with Lexi Thompson.
Ooh, that's a bold one. I mean, I know that everyone thinks that she's another one that could be a major superstar, but still, she's young. That's a bold choice.
Yeah, no, I'm going with her. I love watching her play. She's a good power hitter. She's definitely has a lot of maturity to do on the course. But I'm gonna go with her as a winner. I just feel like she's got it in there, and it's just a matter of time where she's gonna get where she's gonna get this U.S. Open win. And I'm gonna pick her this week.
I like it. I think it's a good choice. I actually picked the person that you were thinking about, which is Stacey Lewis.
Yeah.
I just think she's really taking things seriously right now. She's grinding away. She's working on her putting. She's working on everything. When I saw her at Mobile, she had her coach with her when they did practice rounds. She was there at the putting green in the driving range, went out and played a practice round, came back and practiced some more. And it just, her work ethic tells me that she really is trying, and I think she's got a good chance.
Yeah, she wants it. And I have to tell you, when I do watch her, I feel confident when I watch her. I'm like, oh, she's going to get up there. You know, she'll make it in two. And, you know, I just feel good. Like, so, you know, I'm just a spectator.
Yeah. And it's funny to me because when she misses a shot, and it's not even a miss, like she's, you know, 5 yards, which could be a lot, but let's say she's 5 yards offline, she's really upset with herself, or the ball is like 4 feet further away from the pin than she thought it was going to be, but she really only puts her like 6 feet away, you know, like she's still stuck it pretty well. She gets frustrated, not overly angry, but she gets frustrated, which to me says that she really does care.
She's gotten better, because I know in the last few years, you know, watching her play, she would really lash out.
Yeah, exactly. I think that she's contained that a lot.
Yeah, and I think that just comes with the confidence of winning, you know, in the past and being more confident in her game. But obviously, she takes it very seriously, like a lot of these, you know, the women do. But you can see her game has changed in the way she approaches it mentally. And I think that's really been helping her focus and play well. So yeah. I think she's a good pick for you.
Thank you. Well, we'll see next week if our picks were good or if they were bad. We'll see for the kiss of death again. Hopefully, we don't have our own curse.
I apologize in advance to any of the players if we jinx them. That's all I have.
Well, the Duke curse has been broken, so maybe our curse will be broken.
I hope so.
That would be great. To continue on with just ladies golf in general, let's talk a little bit about Golf for Her. What's going on with you guys right now?
Oh, it is busy. We're, you know, in the process of just adding a lot of new styles for the remainder of summertime. And, you know, it's hard to think about fall when you're in the summer, but, you know, fall stuff starts to arrive in late July and early August, so we're just getting ready for that. We're going to be doing a big, huge summer sale in throughout the month of July, which will be exciting. And one of the new lines that we're adding, it's not an apparel line, but it's an accessory line. It's called Just For Golf, and they are basically, you know, your traditional knit golf club head covers for drivers, fairways, hybrids. And what's fun about them, they come in like tons of different colors and styles where you can mix and match and kind of create your own, you know, swag for your bag, I guess.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So they'll be up on the site, you know, within the next, you know, few days or so. But I'm really excited about the line. It's a fun line. It's very affordable, and it makes great gifts for women and men. I mean, they're not just for women. I mean, they're definitely unisex. So it's a lot of fun. So that's a new brand. And that's, you know, really what we've been focusing on. Just a lot of little projects that are going on. We have some announcements that we'll make with the Hackers Paradise in the next couple weeks. I got to keep a hushed lip on it right now. It's like,
For those that follow us on the forum, basically that means that our little birdie will start tweeting again, meaning something exciting will be coming.
Keep an eye out. I will be back there, and you'll be hearing some good news very soon.
And just for people who aren't familiar, can you tell them what your website is and how they can find you?
Sure. So Golf for Her, it's golf, and it's the number for her. So just not to be confused, but it's Golf for Her. We're an online retailer for women's golf apparel and accessories, and we're partnering with some of the top designers and brands out there to bring women easy access to some great fashions that are hard to find. You really can't find them in some of the big box stores or your local pro shops. And we're really excited to be working with some very new and young and upcoming designers who have bring some great fashion and style to the golf course for both golf and tennis, actually. So, and we're adding actually a few more pieces to our Golf for Him section. I know we've been slow, and I know a lot of the forum members have been asking for more men stuff. So this fall we'll actually be expanding on the men's line for Tommy Hilfiger, Cross, which I know is JB's
favorite. Absolutely.
Favorite. We'll be adding, so some more Cross, Abacus, Sun Ice,
another favorite.
AUR, which is a great, great line, which we, you know, is a fan favorite for us here. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for that too.
Well, that's excellent. So just to remind everybody, it is golf4her.com where you can check it out. And we want to thank Christina for coming on the show with us today. And we want to wish all the ladies on tour good luck. And hopefully, like we said, we did not curse you. And for myself, for Christina, and for JB, who is not here today, we want to say thanks for listening, and we will see you again soon.